5 days in, and 2012 is already beginning in controversy, at least for the country of Hungary. The turn of the year meant changes to the country's constitution, changes that some say are incompatible with Hungary's membership in the European Union. And tens of thousands of people are now protesting that new constitution. BBC correspondent Nick Thorpe reports.
Peter Konya, the leader of the Hungarian Solidarity Movement, was one of the main speakers at Monday night's opposition rally in front of the Opera House in Budapest. Those present could thank their unprecedented unity, he said, on the fact that in the Opera House, the Orange Phantoms were holding a funeral wake for democracy, the legal state, and the Hungarian Republic. The Orange Phantoms are a pun on the colour orange, the colour since its foundation of the governing centre-right Fidesz party. Peter Hack is a former Liberal MP and Professor of Law at the University of Budapest. I asked him whether he agrees with that assessment of the state of his country.
A lot of my colleagues and a lot of commentators here in Hungary saying that the government intention to build dictatorship. I don't feel that. I think that the government commits a series of miscalculations. The government is not sensitive enough to European democratic values.
Prime Minister Viktor Orban came to power with the message that the new democratic architecture, the courts, the electoral laws, the central bank, established after the fall of communism 20 years ago, were not working and needed a radical overhaul. It was a popular message, Peter Hack believes, because surveys show the Hungarians are the most disappointed people in Eastern Europe in the fruits of democracy.
Orban played the card of saying that from now there must be a change. And I think that the public would support, and even I would support 100% what they are doing if they don't touch the checks and balances, if they don't weaken the rule of law, if they don't weaken the protection for fundamental rights and freedoms.
I met George Schöpflin, a Fidesz member of the European Parliament, in a downtown cafe after the protest rally. He says the accusation that Fidesz is filling public posts with its loyalists misses the point.
I think we should also look at the persons appointed who may or may not be close to Fidesz, but they're also professionals in their own right. Party loyalty has only been raised as an issue since the Fidesz government came to power.
Yesterday in Brussels, the European Commission announced that they have begun to carefully study the laws the Hungarian Parliament has passed in recent weeks, as well as the new constitution, to see if they clash with the Lisbon Treaty. I asked George Schöpflin if he believes his government could be ostracised by the EU.
I think there's a real danger of this, something along these lines happening. Certainly the impression I have is that there's very little sympathy for Hungary in Brussels, and that I think is partly to do with the growing international criticism. Now, here again I would say that what I read in the Western press is at best a part of the truth, let alone the reality.
But there is also another force in Hungarian politics which few people have spoken about this week, the far-right Jobbik Party. They won nearly 17% at the last election, and the economic crisis is boosting their support, while the new leftist and liberal parties argue with the conservatives over who are the real Democrats.
That's BBC correspondent Nick Thorpe.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.